So exciting on the Howth. The tents and all the taxis and with the stars going past and all that. Oh, amazing. The next one for Malin Head. Well, I'd hope that it would be on the map more so.
Putting Malin Head on the map. What everyone said to me when talking about the legacy of the Star Wars filming. Ellen Ann Orpin lives locally. Daniel Conaghan also lives in Malin Head.
It's been very exciting. A lot of traffic about. We've had our own patrol car down the bottom of the road there. That was one of the checkpoints. Unless you were local, you couldn't get past. I've never seen as many people about. They were coming from everywhere. Even over that hill, you could see a few people every now and again trying to get onto the site. I have to say, I haven't seen any of the films at all. If Mark Hamill was sitting there now, I probably wouldn't even know him.
What would you like to see come out of all of this?
I would probably like to see more little businesses pop up. So more locals can get the benefit of it. Hopefully a nice long summer. Hopefully it'll be busy too.
The cast may have left, the sets getting dismantled, but the visitors keep coming. The small, narrow roads leading to Malin Head still packed with fans from all parts. So how exactly do you capitalise after a visit from one of the most successful film franchises in the world? Martina Quirk is one of those trying to do just that, with Star Wars t-shirts, key rings, mugs and magnets.
It's been really exciting. It's almost like a festival atmosphere in the area since this has started filming. And I think people will genuinely be sad now that it is actually over because people enjoyed it. There was a lot of buzz. It was great excitement.
Now, you are very much in direct contact with everybody. You're almost acting like a tourist guide here.
They are coming from all over. People even today have travelled from as far as Dublin to drive up just for today and turn and go back down. They're coming from Ballymena, Sligo, all over.
I can imagine the legacy will be here for a long time to come.
Hopefully, yeah. And hopefully people will come back now just to see the beauty of the area as well as the fact that Star Wars are filmed here.
So driving along the car, catching a last glimpse of the Millennium Falcon, it seems not everyone is taken by what's going on. You're doing a wee bit of fencing here, just around the corner, the Millennium Falcon.
Didn't know what it was. A lot of traffic, and that's it.
Queuing up behind the tractors and the roads.
Oh, the roads, there were a lot of people about, and the roads were busy, definitely were like it. Oh, it'd be good for the area now, no doubt about it. I have no interest in it, that's 10 years.
And by the pier, it's a similar story, as I bumped into two fishermen. You might even have a fish.
I do.
Couple of fish in that bag, yeah.
Well, maybe more than a couple.
What do you think about all the Star Wars caper going on?
I don't even watch Star Wars, like, you know.
So you haven't really got into the buzz of it all here?
No, absolutely not, no.
Prefer to be out in the water then?
Oh yes, definitely.
Down the road in Farren's Pub, it's quite a different story, however, as everyone's still on cloud nine after a visit from Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, on Sunday night. This man, who couldn't give away too much because of a confidentiality clause, has been working on the set for a number of weeks.
Enjoyed every minute of it. It was through charity work that I'd done through the community centre in Malinhead, and Jim Mullen, local man, got me the job through it. I had about 3 or 4 weeks out of it and happy enough with that.
So did you manage to see any of the cast?
Yes, I feel very lucky.
And tell me this, before it, were you a Star Wars fan?
I've never seen a Star Wars film in my life.
You'll be watching the next film then?
Oh, of course I'll be watching the next film, because I'm hoping to get my name in it.
Publican Hugh Farren says now is the time for locals to make the most of the exposure.
There's people in here over the weekend that is a happy mix of people that were local and not local. I think when people think of Malin Head, they automatically now are starting to think Star Wars, but we have so many different things going on in Malin Head, and if we don't capitalise on at least one of them, this being Star Wars, there's also the dolphins are swimming in the bay. I was running off my feet over the weekend there. It was brilliant. It was just to see if they could get a glimpse. Like, I know I got the ultimate glimpse whenever he walked out of the van and came over and stood beside the mural for a photograph. That's fantastic.